It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at MYBRadio.com. MYBRadio.com, and that is the platform to access every single past episode that we've had on this great program. In fact, you can pick up my recent guest. Just last week, we had Stephen Shapiro, Innovation Instigator. What an amazing show. The week before, Mark Levy, founder of Levy Innovation, and a special thank you to the matchmaker, Stephen Gaffney. Well, you know what? I'll let you in on the secret. He's my guest this evening. But wait, we're not going to Stephen. Just to hold your horses there. We're not going to him just yet. A couple of other shout-outs to the recent guest that we've had on the show, Dr. Rich Roberts. He shared so much information. We had him on for two consecutive weeks. Both of his episodes are available by going to MYBRadio.com. The week before, Adam Levin, one of the world's leading cybersecurity experts. Before him, David Greenfield, the CEO at the Met Council. And the week before that, a number of executives at Investors Bank, Michael McIntyre and others. You can access these particular episodes and all past episodes by going to MYBRadio.com, MYBRadio.com. But a special thank you to you, the great listener of the program. Why is that? Well, consistently, we come in the top 10 in New York AM radio, and that is a big deal, right? If you can make it in here, you can make it anywhere. But it's, of course, a special thank you to the great listener of this show that has put such, that relies on us to deliver great business content week in and week out. Of course, Nielsen is the global measurement and data analytics company. And the fact that we're coming in the top 10 of New York AM radio for many years already, we just recently came in number 3, is a testament to the great guests that we have on the show and the great listeners that we have. Hey, and just before I go to my guests, a special shout out to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays such an important support role for this show. Srili, Michal, Avigail, Malka, Osher, Miriam, thank you. And a special shout out to the great folks at ABC, Glenn, James, Matt, Leslie, Chris, and Tim. Thank you so much for everything you do in support of the Mind Your Business show. Well, without further ado, Stephen Gaffney, let me just give the background. I first got in touch, my first touch point with Stephen was when I got his book, Be a Change Champion, Mastering Momentum, 10 Factors for Sustaining the Boom and Avoiding the Bust of Change. And through that, we then reached out, we had him on in the past, and each time, I mean, this guy is smart. This guy understands how to deal with challenges and kind of just, what I love about Steve, and I'm going to say it publicly, is that big problems are to him like speed bumps. They just let's cut it. And again, it's not because he's just looking at them superficially. He knows how to get to the bottom. In fact, some of Steve's clients are Fortune 500 companies. Just so you get a perspective of the type of guests that we have for you tonight. What we're going to do is really this show is, and we are sensitive, as everyone is, to the terrible conditions that we're living through, both from a health perspective and a financial perspective. And therefore, tonight's show is kind of surviving to thriving. The first part of the show is going to talk about some great tips that we could share with you that have to do with the challenges that we face out in the workforce today. Zoom meetings, email, communicating with people. Should we be over communicating? At what point do we just in each other's faces? Are we overdoing it? Yet at the same time, there's so many frustrations that are out there because people are working remotely. Yet at the same time, we're dealing with a workforce that's working remotely by and large. And therefore, without further ado, Stephen Gaffney, the expert in honest communication, team performance for so many Fortune 500 companies. Stephen Gaffney, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thanks for having me, and what an introduction. My gosh.
You deserve it. You deserve it, Steve.
Thank you. You're very, very kind.
So we're going to jump right in. I mean, so many people are communicating right now by, we'll say by video communications, let's say Zoom meetings. Perhaps you could share some tips, because there is a lot of frustration. Things get lost in the, I mean, there is something called face-to-face communication, right? And that's never going to go away as long as we're alive. What are some tips that you could share in terms of video conferencing communication? And then maybe we can move to regular conference calls and maybe communicating by email.
So my first thing right out of the gate is to tell people, don't worry about it. Just relate to people. Talk to people. I think people forget it's just a different medium. We're still able to see people. And even if it's just over the phone, you just have to adjust with the reality of the situation. I think a lot of what stops us in life is our own mindset. So I've been giving advice for obviously businesses, but even my friends who are consultants, and they've been all hung up on how do you sell, how do you operate, how do you conduct business. You just shift things. And so, for example, even my sessions, I shifted to virtual. Right. People say, oh, you can't hold people's attention. That's nonsense. I've done sessions where I did a session where I had a group of people for 14 hours, not 14 hours straight.
Right, okay.
But we split it up into right. about 3.5-hour chunks, which is what I typically do. And, right. and I don't even use PowerPoint slides. So my overall point to people is just don't get hung up on it. Just talk to people. Be real. I mean, we talk to relatives. We talk to family members over the phone. We have some of the best conversations with people that we don't always see face to face, but right. they might even live in another part of the world. And so I think what's happened is people have been freaked out by this situation, and they forgot the basics of just relating to people, talking to people, asking good questions, listening, and just having fun with people, even if it is just over the phone.
You know, and it just reminds me because, you know, we're buddies and we've schmoozed over the last few weeks. One of our conversations where you I love how you discussed that the new normal, you know, people are referring to this as the new normal. And I love you tackle that. Steven, take it away.
I just don't like that term, the new normal. Okay, there's a lot of problems with that. The first thing is it's implying it's abnormal. And look, this situation is no doubt horrible. Right. Anytime we're looking at 100,000 people passing away, it's probably going to be more. I mean, it's a horrible,
the amount of unemployment
situation.
Yeah.
And the reality is we're going to evolve. We're going to grow. This country will not only deal with this, which we're dealing with it, but we will become better because of it. And actually, businesses are evolving. So I don't like the new normal because it implies that there's an abnormal part, and it also implies that there's going to be another stage, and it's going to be stationary. It's going to be nonstop disruption. I mean, people are trying to figure out how to start the workforce back up again in certain segments, how it's going to relate. There's going to be things that we didn't even think of, but there's also huge opportunities. There's opportunities now. So here's what I prefer and I've advised my clients to do. Cut out the word normal. And cut out the word changing, because people don't tend to like that word. We're evolving. Mm-hmm. So it's going to evolve, and it's going to constantly evolve. You know, I do a session called How Do You Lead with Change, Uncertainty, and Constant Disruption? Because the reality is that's how we have to deal with it. But we have to look at this as an evolutionary period. And you know what? It is what's happening. Look at the healthcare industry. This is going to be the very first major illness that the majority of people have been treated without ever seeing a doctor, going to the doctor's office, nor going to the hospital. They've been treated via video conference, phone, telehealth. That's how the majority of people have been treated with the COVID virus. Well, that's the first time ever in history that the majority of people have been treated in that way. So what's the point? The point is that what other illnesses are we going to be able to deal with effectively through that means? Think about the benefits of that. You can have access to some of the best doctors in the world through telehealth. All kinds of great stuff are going to be happening, are happening, and moving forward. So horrible situation, but I don't like this whole thing of, you know, the normal thing, because what is normal? It is going to always be evolving. And it's important as business leaders and as leaders of our organizations, leaders of our family, that we are going to be evolving. We're going to be constantly growing. And in the end, we will be better because of this. Not that we're choosing to go through this horrible situation, but given it's the horrible situation, we will become better because of it.
Special. And in fact, I remember in one of our conversations, you discussed and reminded me, and correctly so, about how many new industries were born during the last, roughly a decade ago, you know, and it was a pretty severe recession. Again, it was nothing
Absolutely.
Like this. But, you know, maybe you could even recount some of those.
So the Great Recession, which went from about 2009 to 2009, from 2007 to 2009,
mm-hmm.
and if we include a little bit of the hangover period into 2010,
yeah.
in that span of time, Airbnb was started, Uber was started, Instagram was started, Groupon was started. There's many organizations. Now, you might say, well, some of these organizations are having problems now. Absolutely. But right. the point is that they have had a great run, and right. they are evolving into whatever the case may be. And here's the point that we all need to take into account. There are companies right that are starting up right now that we don't even know about
right.
that are going to be competitive and increasing the competition to all of our businesses. So we have to be out in front and start making sure that we're innovating now. So I'm bringing this up because right now, somewhere out there, there are people starting up a business that we will look back at this period of time and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe that business started during that time period. They have changed and made our world a better place. So what's my point? There's competition out there. There's innovation out there. And we have to seize the moment of what's happening right now. So let me give you a really great way to look
sure,
at this.
Sure.
In any point in crisis, there is a freedom to innovate. So I wrote this thing, and we could talk. We'll be talking about this, mm-hmm. I think, a little bit. But these eight stages for moving the crisis reaction to crisis growth. Well, there's a period of freedom to innovate. So right now, in a time of crisis, people are incredibly forgiving. So if you're running a business and you're starting off with an idea and you're afraid, well, what if it lands flat? This is a great time period to do this because if it lands flat, people are incredibly forgiving.
Right.
Where under normal business circumstances, people say they're always open to risk, but they're quite often not. Right. So this is a great time to innovate and launch innovation because people will be forgiving if it fails, and chances are it's going to be successful. This is what I'm talking about.
Special. Special. And of course, we're going to get to that in the next segment. You're tuned to the 77 WABC Mind Your Business Show. My guest is Stephen Gaffney, expert in honest communication and team performance for many Fortune 500 companies. Stephen, how could people get in touch with you, find out more information about your firm?
Absolutely. Thank you. So if they go to our website, justbehonest.com, that's justbehonest.com. There's a way you can contact us via through that. And, of course, my email is stephen@stephengaffney.com. I can go into that. But it's easy to go through the website, justbehonest.com.
What a great site. That site might lead people to think that you also do, that you're a marriage counselor or you primarily stay in the business side of things. Is that correct?
Well, not a marriage counselor, but I tell you, one of our specialties is how to turn any group into a consistently high-achieving team. And we can talk about that, obviously, even
Amazing.
More. But it's all ways on how to get people moving forward fast and achieving in a very high level. Well, those principles and on how to do that are the same that you use at home on how to make great relationships. So there's 12 essential elements of a consistently high-achieving team. That when you know those essential elements, you just plug them in any relationship and it'll make it significantly better. So I've even taught some of the principles to my friends who have actually improved their relationships dramatically by just using a few key principles. So no, I'm not a marriage counselor, but you know, when it's all come to life, it's all about relationships,
That's
teamwork,
right.
and
That's
just
right.
relating to people and what the, and just making life great.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Sol Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Sol Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Sol Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Wouldn't it be great if there was a way to get a great business lesson in 60 seconds or less? We are launching a virtual business university that's launching June 1st, Monday, June 1st, 2020. Details to follow.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Stephen Gaffney, expert in honest communication and team performance building. Among his clients are, obviously we can't share that on the air, but a number of Fortune 500 companies. Steve is a much sought after individual through consulting. He also is he's part of NSA. He's a public speaker. Unfortunately, these days that's a little bit on the quiet side. But in terms of team building and communications, Steve is the go-to person. And again, to find out more information about your firm, Steve?
Oh, they can go to justbehonest.com. That's where my website is, justbehonest.com. The office number is 703-241-7796. That's 703-241-7796. Or just go to justbehonest.com.
Amazing. Now, during the show, we definitely want to go on the an amazing presentation that you have, which is 8 team stages to launch from crisis to crisis. But of course, the original crisis is the reaction to the crisis of growth. And another way of just kind of spelling it out is from surviving to thriving. However, we're going to get to that in the next segment. For this segment, I did communicate to the audience at the beginning of the show and through some of the email marketing we did as a build-up that we were going to share some key pointers, especially for today, when so many people are working remotely, on how they can communicate effectively through email. So perhaps, and you've lectured on this and have much to speak about, when people should be communicating by email, and some additional tips about when to CC, when to BCC. Perhaps you could share that, Stephen.
Well, there's a lot of ways to look at this, but the overall point I want to make is nobody ever says, you know, I didn't get along with somebody, and then I started using email, and now we get along great. It doesn't work that way. So my overall point is this, and that they forget everything out of email, remember this.
Okay.
Don't use email to resolve any personal issues. And I don't mean personal as in personal to us. Right. I'm talking about even business issues. It just is not an effective way to resolve things. It is an effective way, for example, to inform people, to be fact-based. That's to arrange meetings, potentially. So there's several guidelines, and I want to give you four quick tips. Mm-hmm. First of all, never use email to communicate any negative emotion. So whenever you're upset, just don't use email. It doesn't mean like 24 hours and then sit on it and then send it, or it doesn't mean about showing things, and it doesn't matter how many smiley faces you use, because smiley faces could be misinterpreted as smirks or whatever the case may be, or being sarcastic. So whenever you're upset, just don't communicate it via through email. Second, if an email goes back more than twice, pick up the phone. So even if it looks like an innocent exchange, if it goes back twice, pick up the phone. And I've had many of my clients build best practices around email, which, of course, I'm happy to talk to people even more offline if they want. But if an email goes back more than twice, to pick up the phone. Third, write an email like newspaper articles, the most important information up front. I mean, how many times have you gotten an email and it's so lengthy, you're like, what's the point?
Right.
So it gets lost. The message gets lost. You want to put the most important information up front. And the fourth point is, the more points you make in an email, the less likely people are going to respond quickly. In other words, said differently, the fewer the points, the quicker the response. Here's why. Have you ever received an email that actually is pretty clear cut, but it has five points or five questions? It's not easy to answer, cut and paste, especially if you're working off of, you know, an iPhone or some kind of a smartphone device. But if somebody sends you one point and asks you one question, you can quickly respond yes, no, or add to it, or forward it. So what I always advise people is just try to make it one, maximum 2 points per email. But even try to make it down to 1 point, and you're going to find that people will respond significantly quicker. Make it easy, shorter, and you'll find that people will respond to your email.
Great pointers. In fact, if I may, I'm going to share you remind me about a particular way of communicating that I like to do. When someone sends me an email and there are a number of points, and they're all like separate and delicate points, so what I'll do is at the very top of my response email, I'll write responses highlighted below. And then what I'll do is, to each particular question, I will highlight it in yellow or cyan or whatever the case may be, and have my response. And sometimes even in the middle of a sentence, I'll just, you know, yes, no, instead of trying to package it all and then the person's on a wild goose chase trying to figure out what I'm referring to.
You're smarter than me. You know what I write back?
I don't
call me.
Well, maybe you're smarter than me.
And obviously if it's a client, I reach out to them and I want to call them. And here's the reason why is that, you know, all my stuff is all around team dynamics, and making organizations great. And so the reason why I'm saying this is, I typically get asked a question via email, and it might be a very simple question. I still want to talk to people because you find out certain nuances that you just can't pick up in an email. If you think about it this way, when they research how human beings receive messages from each other, and I understand that the data differs, but essentially 90% of the meaning of a message gets carried through other than the words, tone, body language, and context, which means no matter how well you write an email, 90%, let's say it's off, let's say 70%, a significant chunk of how somebody receives that email, they're going to make up in their head. But when we're upset with somebody or they're upset with us, it's going to get misinterpreted. But even when people ask for advice, because it's really hard to actually convey a message through email, this is why I often advise executives to do, you know, town hall meetings, to do video messages, and to not heavily rely on email when they're announcing a reorg or anything significant, because it's just prone to get misinterpreted no matter how well your communication department crafts that message. Talk to people, relate to people, let them hear at least the tone in your voice, and if they can, send video messages or some kind of interaction, and you'll find that your messages get carried through significantly better.
Yeah. My guest is Stephen Gaffney, expert in honest communication and team performance. Among his clients are Fortune 500 companies. He's the real deal. You could find out more information by visiting his website, Just Be Honest.
So, yeah. Justbehonest.com. Absolutely.
Straightforward there.
Justbehonest.com.
Just be honest.
And they can call us.
Okay, and the number?
I was just going to say if they want to. Yeah, the number is 703-241-7796. That's 703-241-7796.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Imagine a virtual business academy in under 60 seconds. In today's fast-paced world, we are launching a virtual business university that's launching June 1st, Monday, June 1st, 2020. Details to follow.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Are you a life insurance agent or financial advisor? Then this message is for you. At Hidden Gem Life Solutions, we specialize in purchasing life and viatical settlements. We convert unneeded life insurance policies into profit for you and your client as listed. By partnering with the Hidden Gem team, you can make over $50,000 possible commission on a single deal. Visit HiddenGemLS.com and get started. Turn your client's liability into an asset by visiting Hidden Gem's website, HiddenGemLS.com. That's HiddenGemLS.com. Or you can call us at 516-342-5516.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest is none other than Stephen Gaffney. He wrote many books. The book that got me hooked on Stephen was Be a Change Champion, Mastering Momentum. A small little book, but packed with advice. And you can find out more information about his firm by visiting justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com. And as discussed before, no, he is not a marriage counselor, although his concepts do work in personal relationships. He is a business consultant of the highest order. In fact, many of his clients are Fortune 500 companies. Stephen, it's always a great honor and privilege to have you on the Mind Your Business show. Thank you.
Oh, and thank you for having me. Oh,
please. What we'd like to discuss now, we discussed it earlier in the show, is this, the discussion of the 8 team stages to launch. Now, let me just give some background here. We know that we're in a very unfortunate situation right now globally with the pandemic. Thank God things are, you know, we flattened the curve as you know, in general. There's still challenges out there, and certainly in the business world, it's an extremely challenging time for most Americans. So there is a phase of a survival, and then there is the next phase, which is, you know, let's grow, let's scale, let's get out. So, Stephen, you have a presentation and a discussion of the reaction to a crisis, and then how to navigate that crisis into growth, into scaling, into taking it to the next stage. However, there are challenges in each. Of course, in the reaction part, that's it's obvious the challenges, but we're going to discuss it. And then there is the phase of growth. So phase one is the reaction. Perhaps you could describe, in your presentation, you discuss neglect, frozen, panic, firefight. Perhaps you can explain all that, the challenges that face a company that needs, that are having challenges, really, really strong business challenges.
Sure. So the article that I wrote, and everybody's welcome to it, they just have to email us or go through the website, mm-hmm. or whatever's easiest for them. But it's 8 stages to move from crisis reaction to crisis growth. And, you know, having been at this for over 25 years now, my gosh, time flies.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter the crisis. There's just these distinctive stages that I've been able to decipher. And by when you know these stages, you know what you need to do moving forward. And so as we go through this, I'm sure people can identify either them with themselves and going through this or watching others. So the first stage in the crisis reaction stage, so there's 4 stages, and then there's 4 stages around crisis growth. So the first one, a crisis reaction, is neglect. And we saw this, right? Many of us kind of participated in this. We knew that the virus was coming, or we thought that was. And it's not denial. See, a lot of people say that, it's not that we're denying that that was happening, but we're neglecting to deal with the reality of the situation. And all of these stages, there's reasons why people do this. It's not just because they're idiots or they just are naive. Right. It's just because, let's face it, there's been other crises, or people said there was going to be a crisis that never really happened. So there's a certain amount of skepticism that we all may have. And so neglect might be a viable response. But in any case, in these 8 stages, neglect is the first one, where we're actually neglecting to deal with the reality of the situation. And you know what? A lot of things that appear to be big just pass by. They're like quick storms, and they become non-issues.
Right.
The second stage is frozen. That's when we're like, oh my gosh, this is a big deal. And you solve. And people actually get frozen. And you might say, well, what's the value? Well, the value of being in the frozen period is you're suddenly become very aware of what's going on. And you're actually pausing, which is actually good. You're absorbing what's going on. And that's valuable in a crisis, because you need to suddenly get the lay of the land, because now it's different. It's like, we can't neglect it. We got to deal with it. But the frozen period. Then, because we've been frozen and we have neglected, we go to panic. And people go, and we saw this, right? People panicked, and they said, oh, they bought all this toilet paper and paper towels. Well, you know what? There proved to be a shortage. So you might say there was a shortage because there was a panic. Right. But in either case, people got freaked out. And you might say, well, that was really not wise of them. Well, you know, people start, they got afraid. They thought of their family. I don't mean just with toilet paper. I mean, just the whole way. They're just like, well, what am I going to do? So panic is an overreaction. But in some sense, it's a viable response. You could make an argument to deal with this. Now, panic really isn't so much of a viable reaction, in that if you're overreacting, you're not really dealing completely wise with the situation. But there's a reason why people panic. It's not just because they're being stupid or naive or whatever. They're trying to act out of survival, which is a core driver of human beings. Then, after the panic, then that settles in and we move to firefight, which is where I think most businesses primarily hover around. And that's what we're seeing, right? We're dealing with the situation, and firefight is literally, you're trying to put out the fire. And people say, well, hey, that's not always good. Well, here's the thing. If you don't if you ignore all the fires, your house is going to burn down. So, and you're seeing businesses completely be destroyed. So there is value in firefighting. So what I've discovered is these four stages are, there's a reason why people go through them. It makes sense, but the key is to being able to pivot from firefight into growth. And we can talk about that as well.
Amazing. My guest is none other than Stephen Gaffney, an expert in honest communication and team performance. You could find out more information or to get in touch with this firm, justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful, but the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
We are launching a virtual business university, a great important marketing tip in under 60 seconds. It's launching June 1st, Monday, June 1st, 2020. Details to follow.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest is Stephen Gaffney, expert in honest communication and team performance. His clients are Fortune 500 companies and small businesses alike. You can find out more information by visiting justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com. Earlier in the program, we talked about really solid tips. Stephen shared solid tips on how you can communicate through email, general communication tips. In case you missed it, by Tuesday morning, the entire show will be up on the archives. It's available at moibradio.com, moibradio.com. And then you could listen to it on the channel that you prefer for podcasting. We're on Spotify, we're on TuneIn, player.fm, of course, Google Play, iTunes, you name it, we're there. And of course, the easiest way to access every single past guest is by going to moibradio.com, moibradio.com. Well, Stephen Gaffney. Stephen, in the last segment of the show, we talked about the phase one crisis reaction, when a company realizes they're in crisis mode, and the four phases, as you spelled it out, and reacting to it. Now let's focus on and what we all want to dream about and focus on, and that is growth. But to your credit, you actually identify it as a crisis phase as well. So why is that, and what are the four phases?
Well, because even now, we're still in crisis, right? In all the industries, you could say, and I think it's being sensitive to the situation moving forward. I mean, again, I know we're talking about ways to be positive moving forward, dealing with all this stuff, but there's been a lot of turmoil, a lot of upset lives, of course. I'm not only talking about the deaths, I'm just talking about the amount of destruction to the economy and to people's lives. People are jobless and all kinds of stuff. So we've got to get ourselves out of this. And so moving forward, firefighting, when we last left off, is an important stage. But here's the key. We have to pivot. And even still, we want to always keep a part of us and a part of our business to continue to firefight, because if we ignore a fire, suddenly that could come and get us. But I think it's critical to recognize the next stage, which is the freedom to innovate. And what I mean by the freedom to innovate is we have a beautiful period of time in a crisis where people are very understanding for us to try new things, and they want us to try new things. You know, look at how we're dealing with the vaccine and all the medications coming out in an effort to try to deal with this virus. Well, we had to knock down a lot of bureaucracy. Right. Well, people are understanding. So if we try a drug and it doesn't work out, we're not nailing people for trying different things. We've got to try different things. So I think there's this period when we can really move forward and try all kinds of things. So in the service industry, in the restaurant industry, in the hospitality industry, in so many different industries, seize this opportunity to try new things. And at worst, it doesn't work out. And it's important to go down that path as we're looking forward. So I think people think about innovation, but they really don't push it. So here's the best way to look at this. The first four stages, crisis reaction, as a client of mine says, that's the management stages. Leadership is about crisis growth. So the way to pivot from firefight to freedom to innovate is as leaders. We need to push people. We need to say, what are we developing? What's new on the horizon? How do we get things out the door? Because there's so many benefits that are going to be proven later on. So I'm a cancer survivor. And so what I'm excited about what's happening in the health industry is that finally a lot of bureaucracy is being knocked down. I think cancer drugs take way too long. I mean, I've had people I knew who passed away where, you know, and it takes, and then there's other people that are begging to get into these trials in cancer, you know, to deal with their type of cancer. And so I'm hoping out of this situation that we knock down a lot of the bureaucracy and we get drugs out faster to kind of deal with all kinds of illness. But whatever it is, healthcare, whatever industry, that freedom to innovate. The next period moving forward is activate it good enough. And activate it good enough means we know it's not perfect. It's not even close to being perfect, but it's good enough to get it out the door. Start the trials. Start getting things moving. Because here's what I found out about working with all kinds of organizations. We learn by doing, not just by thinking. We learn by doing, not just by thinking. So in other words, have you ever had an idea that seems really great, mm-hmm. and you start talking to people and you start moving forward and you're like, that wasn't so great. But then there's other ideas that we come out with, and it's a rough idea, and somebody says, you know, that is really good, but what if you did this, this, and this? So I got to tell you, so as I was creating this and thinking about this, I knew I had to help out my clients. So the first rough version of this, of these stages were seven stages to crisis reaction. Mm. And so was it beneficial to organizations? Absolutely. So some of them are using that model. But as I started teaching this, and as I started to work at this and getting these stages down even solidified, because I wanted to get something out the door to help my clients, it's now morphed into this final version of these eight stages. Right. So even the very piece that we're talking about was launched at good enough. So all kinds of things can be done because we learn by doing. We get feedback. So here's how many companies are now moving out fast. Mm-hmm. They get something out, and instead of analyzing, getting bogged down internally, they test it out with their customers. They say, and they work on that. And so you're moving forward and then modify through feedback. That's the way we do it. That's stage seven. And that's how we have these, you know, you've heard me say this probably ad nauseum, but the biggest problem in our lives, the biggest relationship issues, the biggest organizational issues, the biggest team issues is not what people say. It's what they don't say. It's what they leave out.
I remember you said that the first time we had you on, and it was such a great, this guy's smart.
And the whole thing is to get the unsaid said. So I've done a lot of sessions for salespeople, marketing people, and business folks as a whole on how to have the customer and get the customer to get the unsaid said, because they have all kinds of feedback for us. They also have ideas on how to build on our ideas, but you want to get the customer involved. I've done sessions with my client and their client in a group session to formulate them into a high achieving team so they can move out faster and work with their feedback. The key is to get that unsaid said, and we can talk more about it and come back to stage seven, but you want to get that feedback. So one real quick tip is create emotional safety. I don't like the psychological safety stuff. I mean, I know that's out there, but I really do mean emotional safety. So have you ever had somebody say, listen, you can give me any kind of feedback, and you give them feedback that they don't like and they flip out? Next time you say, forget it. Well, you know, businesses are that way. Well, I've been in sessions where people actually say, we know better than our customer. Well, okay, maybe that's the case, but what kind of arrogance is that?
Right.
If we're sending that message to our customer, do you think they're going to give us feedback? Mm-hmm. You know, I've done a lot of work and watch a lot of businesses where they actually say they love feedback, but they don't even react. Like, I'm hesitant whether I should name any corporations. No. Perhaps not.
Right.
But anyway, where we've all gotten that feedback in our email or survey, and we don't even bother responding, because they don't even use our feedback. So it's important to modify, but we got to create that emotional safety. The other tip we need to do in this stage, because I can work with, and you know, feel free to call me. I can help you get the unsaid said with anyone, but is rewarding honesty. Some people say, well, I feel safe to give the feedback, but it's a waste of time. I mean, how many times have you heard this from employees? I've done work with organizations, and I've said to the leaders, look, you do create a safe environment, but they don't feel rewarded for their honesty. And I don't mean financially. Do you know the number one way to motivate people to give you ideas? The number one way is to just show that you'll use some of their ideas. I mean, you know, there's a friend of mine who says, oh, I love feedback. And he does make you feel safe to give him feedback. But he always responds with, I know that. So, I get the unsaid said with him. I say, listen, I've got feedback for you, but it's pointless to give it to you because you seem like you know everything. And you know what he said? Well, I do. So I say, point ticket. So anyway, back to the company. So the idea is you want to really take in their feedback, reward the feedback. And the final stage is acknowledge success. You know, I was just on a call with a client of mine, and he was pointing out that the value of acknowledging success is you actually know that it's successful.
Mm-hmm.
I've done work with a lot of organizations that are actually making huge progress, mm-hmm. but the employees don't feel like there's progress being done. Not because there's not parties being thrown. I don't mean that. But we don't even say to people, look, that was a job well done. And the problem is if we don't do that, then we slip back into the first stage and going through neglect and frozen or whatever. The idea on these last four stages, it's an endless spiral of innovation. So think about it this way. When we feel rewarded, when there's acknowledgement of our success, we're more encouraged to give more ideas, which then encourages us to activate it good enough, which causes more modified through feedback, acknowledge success, and then this starts to spiral. So we're never going to get out of completely the firefight. We want to pay attention, but you want to be in this endless spiral of crisis growth. And this is why some companies, and I'm writing an article now on why companies thrive through crisis. There are companies right now that are thriving through crisis because they're using this methodology. And that's what I'm talking about. Does that help?
Absolutely, absolutely. But if I could go back to two particular key points that you raised during this segment that I was really connected with. One is when you talked about activate at good enough. Now, We're not in any way advocating that people shouldn't try to achieve perfection at some point. What Steve is saying, and you've talked about it in the past, is don't get stuck at perfectionitis and having that become an impediment to getting out the door. I mean, I've seen so many initiatives get stuck for months, sometimes years, because, oh, it's not perfect yet.
Absolutely. In fact, all my work, and I sort of began with this, all the work I do that my company does is all around high achievement with extreme speed. That's what we're known for. How do you get high achievement with extreme speed? And so the way to do that and get the high achievement, ironically, is by launching at good enough, because you get feedback and then you can perfect it better and then you're going to achieve more. So ironically, you achieve more by launching at good enough, getting the feedback and making the adjustments, rather than keeping it in kind of a hibernation state, or not hibernation, is not the right word, but, you know, analysis by paralysis and sitting around and having meeting after meeting after meeting. I mean, think about it this way, from a competitive angle, and I was just saying this to a client of mine. If one company takes 10 meetings to get something out the door, but another company can get it done in 2 meetings, and it's a rougher idea, but they're getting feedback, I'm going to bet on the company that has the rougher idea, gets it out the door, and gets the feedback, than the company that's taking 10 meetings to get something perfect. Because here's the truth of it. Tell me one thing in our life that's perfect. There's nothing. Now, I agree. Missiles, airplanes, and things like that, right, we've got to get it close to perfection as possible.
Right.
But
right,
there is nothing that's perfect. And even in planes and missiles and defense, because I've done a lot of work there, it's still done through testing. It's still done through launching and modifying and whatever before the official launch. So I'm saying this because nothing is perfect. So those of us, and listen, and here's the other breaking news, and I'm in this as well, is us high achievers and people that pride ourselves in the dedication of our work and giving our best work forward, we want to launch at perfection. Right. I do as well.
Right.
So I have to use these strategies on me, because left to my own devices, I'm going to take forever to get something out the door. So I have to actually be my own coach to get something out the door. So we all suffer from this, but the key is get things out the door and listen to your customers.
Amazing. Well, we actually only have 3 minutes left. So first, I want to let the customers know the way to get in touch with Steven is the best way is actually through his website, and you can find out all information about his offerings, justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com. He has a strength in many areas, but in particular, team building, team performance, and getting the unspoken conversations said. It's like, I think, a straight up way of putting it. And I love how you say that, you know, more important than what they say is what they're not saying. And I remember when you said that the first time we had you on, I'm like, God, that's just great. That is just great. And so true. Yeah.
Oh, I would just want to leave them with one point related to that. You know, getting the unsaid said cures a lot of ills. So if you're a leader and you're not very good at execution, or you're not very good on visionary and on vision, and you create an environment where people feel safe, they'll tell you. And so you don't have to worry about trying to get everything right. But if you're the kind of leader that doesn't create that environment of getting the unsaid said, you got to get everything perfect, because people aren't going to tell you the truth. So really, it's less stressful when you create an environment where getting the unsaid said. So that's so important and should be a pivotal pillar in your business with how you operate internally and externally. Get the unsaid said.
Steven, we're almost out of time, but perhaps you could share in a minute and a half, a final takeaway, a tip that a small business owner, an entrepreneur, or even a Fortune 500 executive can take away as a great business thought.
So, three things. First of all, I either if they've written this down about these stages, or they can email me and go through the website at justbehonest.com and get these stages. And my first tip is talk about them with your employees. Actually say, what stage are we in? And then how do we move forward to get to this crisis growth? That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Second thought I want to give them is all around that getting the unsaid said. Do whatever it takes. Create that emotional safety. Reward honesty, And there's a lot of other tips I can give them, but around that, it's really important to get the unsaid said. And the third and final tip is this. We are all going through a lot in life. Appreciate the people around us, because as we're seeing, life is short, and we don't spend nearly enough appreciating all the people in our life. And I'm not talking about the people just at home. I'm talking about the people we work with and our customers. You know, nobody ever says, leaves a company and says, you know what? I was appreciated too much. I had to leave. Nobody ever says that. Nobody ever gets out of a marriage and says, you know, Your Honor, my marriage was good, but I had to get out of there because there's just too much love and appreciation. So listen, in life, give heavy doses of appreciation, care for people, and you're going to find the whole world around you will change, and you'll be able to move into the future with lightning speed, and you'll look back at this period of time and say, life was tough, but we moved forward, and we created so many great memories that will last forever.
Man, as we close out this show, on behalf of all the New Yorkers and, of course, those in New Jersey and around the world that were tuned in, we're going to say thank you to Steve on that note for sharing such great advice. Well, that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Safliff.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.